This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until formal ratification legislation has passed. Reuters' Edward Barron.
Sitting on a Saturday for the first time in decades, British lawmakers were supposed to be voting on Prime Minister Boris Johnson's last-minute Brexit divorce deal. But now they've backed an amendment which will defer the decision, meaning there'll be no vote on the deal this weekend. This was the response from the Prime Minister.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU. Neither does the law compel me to do so. I will tell our friends and colleagues in the EU exactly what I have told everyone in the last 88 days that I've served as Prime Minister, that further delay would be bad for this country.
Conservative lawmaker Oliver Letwin was responsible for denying Johnson his day of Brexit glory. He brought forward the idea of yet another delay.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Late Saturday, Johnson sent the EU an unsigned letter asking for a Brexit delay, but then sent a second letter that said asking for it was a mistake. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they did not withdraw during a 120-hour pause in fighting.
Olursa olur.
Saying that if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and keep crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said that Turkey was not abiding by a U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes around an area that killed at least